Frederick Story.
Hey, Nick, it's Tom. How are you?
It's going, bud.
Oh, doing well. I just want to give you a call. Did you want me to send that Lab Emerald down?
Nah. Nah. These people are fucking with me, dude. Fucking.
Oh, dumb. Are they? Okay.
Yeah. You know, dude wants me to buy the fucking ring back. What he paid for it. There's no fucking way. You know.
What did he get? Or what did you sell him in the first place?
It's emerald with a couple of rounds on the side, but I said, look,
was it a natural diamond or a lab grown?
No, it was lab grown.
All of them were.
I bought part of it already made, the ring, two side stones.
Mm-hmm.
From Tenef. And I'm not sure if I got the emerald from you or Tenef. No, it wouldn't have been. Not Tenef. Stuller. If I got the emerald cup from you or from this other guy. Oh, fuck, I might have bought it from somebody off the street. Anyway.
In either case, you don't want to take it back. And.
Well, I took it back.
Not, oh, you did take it back. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not doing it for free.
Oh. Yeah, right, exactly.
I put all this time and effort into it, man.
Right.
And I only charged them, you know, I only said, look, you only paid me $800 for doing the work. But in reality, I probably did a lot more. I sized it up, and I didn't fucking charge you. Now, so me taking it back, I sized it down, and I built a Euro shank on it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, you ain't getting it fucking back.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get it out in the store to resell it and get my money back. And then, you know, you're gonna get $1,600 towards this new ring. It ain't gonna be much more than what the other one cost last time. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, fuck it. See, the guy that you know, I asked you if you could get me baguettes. Hello?
Right, I thought that was for the emerald cut. But those were signed.
Yeah, it is. But you didn't say one way or another, and you didn't give me any options, so I went to him.
Oh, so, okay. I thought that was for the side stones for the emerald that you're talking
the
about.
The emerald that I already had? Well, no. It basically came down to the fact that I'm not tearing apart a perfectly fucking good ring,
mm-hmm.
because you fucking stepped out and went and did something, and you know this woman is not going to be happy unless she fucking designs it herself. And I'm not going to waste the time. You know, I'm the title of the ring. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure if I pressed mute or if I pressed speaker or what. Little fucking dense.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, I just wasn't able to find any paper baguettes on that deal, but I guess
that's all right.
All for naught anyways.
So, and since he's sending me like three pairs to let her decide what she wants. Do you have 8x6 emerald cut?
Yeah, I had found an 8x6 emerald cut for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But a lab grown.
Lab grown, right. I mean, I have natural too. It's just whatever
yeah, well,
you were in.
They don't want to do natural. I already told her. The one you quoted me on. I did get the marquee in today. I hope the dude comes in.
Okay. All right, good.
It's a nice-looking stone.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I thought the SI2 was phenomenal on that diamond. Of course, you know, it's colorless.
It's GIA, so.
Yeah. Well, sounds good. Well, yeah, if you could do me a favor and try to, I don't know if you have his contact, to try to get him to come in and take a look at it.
Crystal didn't get his contact.
Okay.
So, you know, you'll need it back soon, like Monday or Tuesday?
No,
we're going to be open all weekend, so.
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, not Monday or Tuesday, but if you could try to get him, you know, if you don't have his contact, I guess.
We can't get him in here. After you'd already sent it, Crystal told me that we didn't have any fucking contact information. Or, you know, I'd be fucking yelling, you know, busting down his door to get him back in here. But he ain't here. I mean, we don't have that, which is, you know, on Crystal's part, she should know better. But, you know, she's new to this shit, so can't expect her to remember everything.
All right. Well, yeah, we'll give it a few days. See how things shake out then after the weekend.
Yeah, and if somebody comes in, I got a lab-grown 1-carat marquee. I got a 70-point natural marquee certified in the case, and this 1-carat marquee. What is the price on this one? I can't remember. I think I quoted somebody $6,000. I've already shown it to one person.
Oh, good. Yeah, that one's $3,100.
Yeah, I told him $6,000. Just threw it out there. And, yeah. I had to turn down a job today because the fucking dude spent $600 on a 14-karat rose gold ring that barely had any gold, holding a 5-karat pear-shaped amethyst that has no color. And a whole bunch of tiny little fucking 1 millimeter or 0.9 millimeter diamonds in the split shank. And the underside of it was carved out where all the little diamonds were. I mean, the more and more I looked at it, I finally, you know, I said, look, I'll size it down for this. And if any stones come out, or, you know, then the more I look at it, it's there's nothing but problems here for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, the amethyst barely had any color to it, and most of the color came from the rose gold. He bought it online through fucking K Jewelers. Buying it online, there's your first mistake. Buying it from K Jewelers. Second, third, fourth, and fifth mistake. No guarantee. And he looked at it like, I bought it as like I'm throwing away money. But I told him, I said, look, man, this is a ring that you show her, look, I'm willing to step up and buy something, but I had no fucking clue what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I can send this, maybe he can send it back, but as soon as I do something to it, he can't send it back.
Yeah.
You know, I tell him, we spent a fucking, Crystal spent an hour with him, I spent an hour, or, you know, a half hour with him, and I'm like, this is the best thing to do. I fucking gave him a ring box and wrapped the fucker. There you go. That's the best thing I can do for you, and to offer you the advice, give this to her. It's not the right size, of course, but it shows her you were looking for something. You spent quite a bit of money on this, but let's send it back if possible, or
right, and it locks him into doing business with you, which is.
Yeah, and you're not throwing money on top of throwing away money.
Mm-hmm.
you know, I don't know how much, $600. Fuck, lie, the guy might have been lying and saying it was, you know, $600. He actually spent a grand, or, you know. So this is the kind of ring that looks good when it's brand new, but after about a month, it looks like shit. Starts falling, you know, stones fall out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just fucking horrendous jewelry out there.
Right.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Yeah, it's been busy today, which is nice.
No doubt.
Which, actually, I got to make a few calls back to some people. But if you need, you know, anything on that emerald cut, you know, Nick, I just wanted to touch base with you on that. If things
sure.
change, you know, let me know. And I can definitely get you a lab grown or, you know, anything else.
Yeah, and I have a lab grown in the store. I think. Well, I tell you, man, a lab grown or an emerald 1 carat is sure is small when it's all said and done. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Have a good day.
Okay. Have a good afternoon.
Bye.
Yep. Bye. Yep.